This is Quick Shots with Will of Two Drunken Penguins, an Antarctican's Anonymous radio production. So, folks, here I am, Will of the Two Drunken Penguins, just with a quick shot off the top. I'm watching the news over the weekend, and one of the big things that came out was that Tom Brady, the New England Patriots, just signed a 2-year extension for $70 million that would prolong his career to 22 years in the league, which is just astonishing, especially for a quarterback. You might see that out of a kicker, but a quarterback, I mean, that's hard to do. That's very hard to do. But with modern medicine and all the great stuff that has been developed over the years, yeah, it's more and more possible. But I digress. Nonetheless, 2-year extension, $70 million. He gets an $8 million bump in pay for this coming season, but he's still only making mid-20s. So he's nowhere close to being the highest paid quarterback in the league. Doesn't matter that he's had 6 Super Bowl wins, that he's been to, 10 Super Bowls, I believe it has been. So, yeah, just discard, you know, those records in and of itself. But we'll give you an $8 million bump in pay to the mid-20s for this season. Alright, cool. Congratulations. You know, he gets this deal. I would expect Patriots fans to be somewhat excited. They get Brady for a couple more years beyond this season. You know, hey, maybe we can win at least one more title and have the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history currently with 7. We'll beat the tie with the Steelers. You know, we'll stand alone, top dog. He'll go out, you know, the greatest of all time times 20. I don't know. It's once you become the quote unquote GOAT, what do you become after that? Because he's the GOAT. So if you continue to better yourself, what do you become? I don't think there should be another title, apparently, if you continue to go out there and better your records that you've already set. Again, tirade, I'm digressing. I come home today from work, turn on the TV, and the first thing that I see is Tom Brady. But now, it's, hey, this extension that he signed, it technically becomes null and void after the end of this season. So he becomes a free agent when the season comes to a close this year. So what happened to the other 2 years? Is he still going to get paid for them? I mean, he's getting the $8 million extra this year out of that 70. So he's still technically owed $62 million. Are they going to still pay him that 62? This contract is just odd. This is the reason I'm even making this quick shot right here, is because of how odd this situation has turned into. I was gonna wait until the end of the week for the main show, and then we're just gonna talk about how, oh, Brady got an extension. Congratulations for him. You know. But it has turned into an odd scenario, to say the least. Because you've got a lot of questions now that are coming about. None of them make sense. I'm hoping within the next few days there will be more clarity, that, you know, these experts, the agents, everybody, hell, the organization will come out and explain what the hell is actually going on with this contract. Because he can't sign a new contract until after the season's over. Again, what's happening with this $62 million? Is he still going to get paid the $62 million? So now this is going to count against the Patriots' cap? Their salary cap? Like, how is this supposed to play out? Because now he's not going to be potentially on the team, and they're going to pay out this money. If he wants to play past this season, he's going to have to sign a new contract. So that means it's going to be more money that's going to be doled out to him. I don't see that Brady or his agent could have possibly figured that this was in the contract when they agreed to it. Because it does not make sense whatsoever. My mind is twisted up over this, because I don't see, like, the Patriots, this is your main man. He's gotten you 6 Super Bowl titles. Are you screwing him over all of a sudden? It's like, look, man, we've had enough. 20 years, you gotta go. But as a nice send-off, here's an extra $62 million that's going to be paid over the next 2 years. And not like you need it. You're married to Victoria's Secret model, whose net worth is, well, I mean, she's made like 400 and some million dollars, practically double what he's made in his career. So it's not like they're hurting for money. If the Patriots organization gives him extra money, you know, pat him on the back. Look, man, you've never been the highest paid quarterback in the league. This is our token of appreciation for your years of service. I don't get it. I mean, Brady seemed confused about it to an extent in the interview he was given earlier today. So, I mean, why would they do something like that? Why? Because now, if he's still going to get paid that money, it's counting against your salary cap. But if he's not going to be on the team, then you're just paying a man just because of his legacy. Wouldn't you rather be paying a person that's actually contributing to your team that season? Now, I know there's team, you know, every team has the situation where they sign a guy to a long-term contract and he doesn't live up to expectations. He either gets cut or he gets traded, and then they still have to pay his salary, you know, or at least a portion of it, nothing less, but it counts against, you know, your total salary cap. So, here's what I'm trying to get at. The player at least would have played out his entire contract. this is not giving him that option. These 2 years that you just signed for have completely vanished into thin air. But the money's still floating around somewhere. Like I said, I'm really hoping that within the rest of this week, they finally get some clarity to this entire situation. I mean, hell, I might wake up in the morning and they've already been able to, all right, this is what we're doing exactly, and this is why we did it, and whatever. I mean, that would be cool, but I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head around the thought pattern for any of this, why any of it would make sense right now. Like I said, later this week, hopefully, everything will be clarified, and me and Robbie will discuss it more then. But in the meantime, just, if you're a Patriots fan, how do you feel about that? The 1 minute, I mean, you've got to be a little bit happy that your all-time winningest quarterback just signed for a couple extra years, getting up there in age, but doesn't seem to be an issue. And then all of a sudden, today, no, at the end of the season, he's actually still going to be a free agent. How's that make you feel? As a Steeler fan, I'm kind of, there's the sports fan, the NFL sports fan in me that looks at this and says, this makes no sense. The Steeler fan in me says, y'all are stupid. Y'all are fucked up. I don't care. Is nothing of this seems like it is good for the organization. So, keep it up. Make more mistakes. I don't know. Maybe they're starting to get, you know, drunk with power and just losing grip on reality. I doubt it. It's the Patriots. We're not that lucky, the rest of us NFL fans. And, but it is what it is. So, that is all I've got for right now. I bid you adieu. I will see you at the end of the week. Will of Two Drunken Penguins is out.